around us?
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is time for Ready, Steady, Learn. 18 minutes to 10 o'clock in the morning on BFM Breakfast. Our guest in the studio has a PhD in management and international business. Welcome, Nick Boroz. Boroz.
Yeah.
All right, hey, Nick, you are talking about analysing what makes some countries better at influencing their firm's behaviour abroad than others.
And man, that makes it sound more boring.
I was going to say, yeah. Boring!
Yeah, damn, man. You make me feel like a nerd.
Spice it up, brother.
Well, you know, basically what I'm looking at is when countries try and influence each other, one of the ways they can do that is by setting up economic ties with other countries, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if a government can better control the activity of its companies in other countries, it can better influence other countries. Does that make sense?
Which is why we have the Ministry of...
MFAT, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why we have representatives scattered throughout this globe.
Yep, for sure.
So just to keep an eye on things and make sure that we don't... Whether you're in or out of uniform, you're representing the school, aren't you? Really?
Yep,
so
that's right.
So if you don't
right.
fuck it up over there, so you don't fuck it up for us over here, sort of thing. Yeah.
So, you know, like a big thing here in New Zealand that people are freaking about is like Chinese influence. It's kind of... Yeah, to be honest, there's a bit of like xenophobia when people discuss this thing, fear of the other. But, you know, the fear is that...
Apart from all the people that are making shitloads of money.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But, you know, the idea is that these Chinese companies can come over here, they're doing things in New Zealand, and somehow they may be under the influence of the Chinese government. So that's kind of the thing.
You can see that why some people may have wandered down that particular cul-de-sac of thought.
Yeah. I mean, I come from the United States, which is like the center of... Sinophobia, fear of China. So, yeah.
Yeah, and also a manipulative country in itself.
What, the United States?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. People should be afraid of us.
Yeah.
And so that's part of the reason I'm looking at it is like, you know, some typically like people think there's a divide between like Asian and Western countries. The Asian countries tend to be a little better at controlling the behavior of their firms. That may be a myth. And I'm checking that out.
I think that comes from the
yes, exactly. Yes, Orientalism. Yeah, basically racism.
And the fear of the unknown.
Yeah, exactly. So one thing I'd like to do with my research is basically poke a hole in that myth and say, you know what? What we claim these, you know, others are doing, we do ourselves.
Yeah. Is there any sort of truth to the idea that it's not so much countries we should be worried about, but just insidious corporations, because there's you've got corporations that make more money. BP as a corporation makes more money than New Zealand a country makes.
Yeah, I'm sure New Zealand
by
is
miles.
Less. Yeah.
You know, and that's you know what I mean. As far as influence goes, they seem to be, and legally they seem to be, they seem to have a lot more room to move than
countries
do with each other.
I think that's a legitimate perspective. I think that there tend to be extremes in any debate. People think that corporations rule the world, especially maybe the younger people don't remember, but like 10 years ago, that was a big thing.
Yeah.
Right after the United States won the Cold War, everyone was saying, oh my God, corporations are going to take everywhere.
There was one stage where BP, the company, made more money than anything has ever made on this planet ever.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah. Just pretty out of it.
But as is usual, truth is probably somewhere between the extremes. It's probably corporations don't rule the world and nations don't control everything that businesses do. There's some kind of, somewhere in the middle.
And, you know, it's funny too when you think superpowers, and they can be so easily rattled as well, you know?
For sure.
But so, where do you start? You're focusing on the sort of the...
Actually, I'm going to be looking at... I'm actually in my PhD study, so I'm not done yet. So I can't tell you yet how the world works.
So you're going to steal my ideas, though?
Cool. Let me get my notebook. No, but actually the plan is to check out Kiwi companies, a little old New Zealand. I'm going to go to Southeast Asia, and I'm going to look at what New Zealand and some other governments are doing to try and influence their businesses over there.
Which is going to be easier than if you're trying to look at what Chinese...
That's part of the reason I'm doing it.
Any other country coming here.
So, but there's all sorts of different...
are you suggesting we get our own house in order first? Is that what you're saying?
Well, part of the thing is...
Be an inspiration, be a leader, be a trendsetter.
Ooh. Maybe.
Influencer.
Yeah, you're making it sound much sexier than I would say. But you got that beautiful radio voice. So.
Influencer.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm still learning. I'm a student. I'm not going to be one of those academics who say I know everything. I can't imagine
what it must be like, though. You know, if you say you're someone who imports, I don't know, heels for shoes or something bizarre like that, which is, it gets, well, I know that, we're a small country. We don't really have a big, you know, we look to China to sort of do mass manufacturing because we don't actually have the plant to do it here. You know, when I say the plant, I mean the machinery to do it for a lot of things.
And
over there, if you look in Alibaba sometimes, if you want to, you know, say a bar stool or something like that, you know, you can buy them by the 100,000s, we don't have a way of doing that here.
Yeah.
But and I just wonder whether when you go over there, do you think that we must have to compromise? Well, of course we have to compromise because it's someone else's environment. But when we compromise, do we compromise at the risk of other New Zealand businesses, or do you think that each business is individual and it's in the way?
See, I feel like New Zealand, United States, although maybe Kiwis don't like that lumping, but New Zealand, United States, UK, Australia, we all have a similar issue, which is that we are not very good at controlling what our firms do. We don't use our firms
freedom.
To advance our foreign policy. Yeah, because it's freedom first, motherfucker. Exactly. Oh, sorry. And on the one hand, that's a nice thing that people like about our societies is the separation of government and private business. But it's also a weakness in terms of advancing our foreign policy.
So what's the goal? At the end of the year?
Yeah, why am I doing
well,
this?
Well, what are you hoping to find out?
You know, that's a good question that you should ask any PhD student because no one I've met yet has a good answer. I just want to understand the way the world works, man. I'm just an only child who will constantly ask my parents questions, and this is just 32
Have you asked
years.
Them about this? Because they might know.
No, I have surpassed my parents now in terms of subject matter expertise.
Either that, or they just can't be bothered going through it with you.
Yeah, what's that?
They're sick of the questions.
No, they got sick of the questions probably in elementary school.
So. Oh, look. Yeah. Hey, well, that's really interesting, Nick. And when you do have your information, will you come back and share it with us?
Would love to, sure, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Of course, thanks for having me.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.